In his weekly radio address today, President Bush praised law enforcement and postal officials for their response to the recent wave of anthrax cases. He said there was no precedent for this type of biological attack, but he advised the public to remain calm even as they stayed alert.
More than 30 billion pieces of mail have moved through the Postal Service since September the 11th. So we believe the odds of any one piece of mail being tainted are very low. But still, people should take appropriate precautions. Look carefully at your mail before opening it. Tell your doctor if you believe you may have been exposed to anthrax.
But whether exposed or not, many people have already gone to their doctors seeking prescriptions for the antibiotic Cipro, one of the drugs used to treat anthrax. In London this week, scientists warned against overprescription of the drug. Writing in the British Medical Journal, the physicians said mass use of Cipro could result in the emergence of superbugs, bacteria that are resistant to the antibiotic. To examine the public health risks, I talked to Dr. Stuart Levy, director of the Center for Adaptation Genetics and Drug Resistance at Tufts University School of Medicine. I asked him whether taking Cipro when you don't need it could cause anthrax spores to become resistant in that individual.
Fortunately, the answer is no, because the spores will produce new bacteria that have never seen it, and they'll be immediately killed by the drug. If, however, the continued use of Cipro occurs and spores are left in other places in the environment where they have not been fully treated, then they could emerge with resistance, but it would take a long process. More importantly and more realistically, this overuse of ciprofloxacin without a need is going to affect all the other bacteria, which have a greater chance, in my mind, to cause people a problem than the chance event of anthrax entering someone's environment. By that I mean the bacteria that cause pneumonias, urinary tract infections, septicemias, skin infections, infections of the brain. Many of these organisms are resistant to all antibiotics except a member of the fluoroquinolone group like ciprofloxacin. What will happen when they emerge with resistance? Already some members are resistant, so we don't have to wait for the mutations to occur. All we have to do is give the resistant forms an advantage, which will come with the Cipro out into the environment.
So that somebody might be in the hospital sick with pneumonia, and 10 years ago a certain antibiotic could have helped and saved the person, and now that person could die.
Yeah, the reason that the fluoroquinolones are so valuable is not that they are so different from other antibiotics, but it's because we've lost the other antibiotics from misuse and overuse, and we still have the fluoroquinolones to treat them. But if we lose the fluoroquinolones, we really don't have much else.
Well, since nobody can get an antibiotic without a prescription, and since consumers don't know all these ins and outs and facts about antibiotics, don't physicians, they're the first line of defense, don't they have an obligation not to prescribe?
In fact, physicians do have an obligation not to prescribe. In fact, no less than the Surgeon General has said the same. I would say that physicians should stick by their guns and say, look, there is no need for you to have the antibiotic, an antibiotic, for the use at home or to keep at home just in case. At a minimum, let the physician have a shelf with the name of the patient and say, all right, I'll keep it right here on my shelf, and when there is an event, come here and I'll have it ready for you.
Dr. Stuart Levy is an expert on drug resistance and a professor at Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston. Thank you, Dr. Levy.
You're welcome.